Some stories are only understood when you look at the small details. We all know about the time that Moses talked to the burning bush and the time that David fought the giant Goliath. But today's stories are a couple of the lesser known details from those great stories. I call today's writing Moses' Snake and David's Bear. First, we begin with Moses' Snake. Do you remember the time that Moses ran from a snake? Probably not. Moses didn't just run from any snake. He ran from a snake that was sent from God. Here's the scene. At the burning bush, Moses tries to avoid the responsibility that God gives to him, so God sends him a sign. He commanded Moses to throw down his staff, kind of like a large stick, onto the ground. So he threw it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses ran from it. Exodus 4, verses 3 and 4. As our story continues, God told Moses, "Put out your hand and catch it by the tail." Amazingly, he put out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his hand, the Bible says. Don't miss the sequence. He ran. God told him to pick the snake up. He stopped running and picked up the snake. After he picked it up, it became a staff in his hand. I don't mind picking up a snake if God will turn it into a stick before I pick it up. Sometimes, however, God challenges us to pick up the snake and trust that he will fix it after it is in our hand. Now to the story of David's bear. As a child, David killed a bear. When he was trying to convince King Saul that he could kill the giant Goliath, he explained it to King Saul this way. "A bear came and took a lamb out of the flock. I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it rose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it." 1 Samuel 17:34 and 35. Look at that courage. David grabbed the bear by the beard and killed it. So what does all this mean to us? In our story, bears and snakes stand for all those scary times we have to face. When we face them, we need to remember that God can kill our snakes and bears. He is with us when we worship on Sunday morning, but he is also with us when we face snakes and bears. I'm Lonnie Davis. Today's heart word is Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Thanks for joining us today for Day Words.